USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Father's Day morning, mass shootings in two cities. First, in Minneapolis, already charged by the unrest after George Floyd's death at the hand of Minneapolis cops on May 25th. There was a mass shooting in an uptown neighborhood that left one person dead and 11 other people wounded. And in Syracuse, New York, police say at least 9 people were shot at a large gathering last night. They say of the 9, 1 is in critical condition, the other 8 with non-life-threatening injuries, and no arrests have been made in either incident. The turnout not as big as anticipated, but President Trump did address a lively rally crowd in Tulsa, Oklahoma last night, saying he thinks that people should have to do a year in jail if convicted of burning the American flag.
And I'm a big believer in freedom of speech, but that's desecration. That's a terrible thing.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
More now on President Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma last night. Tom Petty's family issuing a statement before it was even over, objecting to the president's use of the song I Won't Back Down at the rally. A statement on the official Tom Petty Twitter account said, Trump is in no way authorized to use this song to further a campaign that leaves too many Americans and common sense behind. And Tulsa residents say they felt an earthquake soon after President Trump's rally ended last night, and the U.S. Geological Survey confirmed it, reporting that a 4.2 magnitude earthquake was centered northwest of Perry, Oklahoma, just about a half hour away from Tulsa. There were no immediate reports of damage or injury from that earthquake. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman has decided he will step down. After all, his deputy Audrey Strauss is to become the acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Attorney General Bill Barr sent Berman a letter late yesterday saying that President Trump had decided to fire him after he announced he would not step down himself unless the Senate confirmed his replacement first. The president, though, told reporters as he was leaving the White House for Tulsa yesterday that he wasn't involved in Berman's firing at all. Severe weather is being predicted in the central United States on this Father's Day. Forecasters say thunderstorms are likely to sweep through the central plains this afternoon into the evening, and some of them could become severe, especially in Kansas and Oklahoma. Forecasters say high wind gusts and hail could break out, along with heavy rains and a threat of flash flooding. Scattered storm activity expected as far north as the Iowa-Illinois line and eastward into parts of Missouri and Arkansas. And the thoroughbred racehorse Tis the Law is the winner of the 152nd Belmont Stakes last evening. Dr. Post placed in second. Max Player was third. It was the first time that a New York-bred horse in Tis the Law has won the Belmont Stakes since 1882. Next up, delayed because of coronavirus, the Kentucky Derby on September 5th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.